Random House Audiobooks presents Beloved by Toni Morrison. Read for you by the author.
Beloved. 60 million and more. I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. Romans chapter 9, verse 25. 1. 124 was spiteful, full of a baby's venom. The women in the house knew it, and so did the children. For years, each put up with the spite in his own way. But by 1873, Setha and her daughter, Denver, were its only victims. The grandmother, Baby Suggs, was dead, and the sons, Howard and Bugler, had run away by the time they were 13 years old, as soon as merely looking in a mirror shattered it. That was the signal for Bugler. As soon as two tiny handprints appeared in the cake, that was it for Howard. Neither boy waited to see more. Another kettleful of chickpeas smoking in a heap on the floor. Soda crackers crumbled and strewn in a line next to the doorsill. Nor did they wait for one of the relief periods, the weeks, months even, when nothing was disturbed. No, each one fled at once, the moment the house committed what was for him the one insult not to be borne or witnessed a second time. Within 2 months, in the dead of winter, leaving their grandmother, Baby Suggs, Setha, their mother, and their little sister, Denver, all by themselves in the gray and white house on Bluestone Road. It didn't have a number then, because Cincinnati didn't stretch that far. In fact, Ohio had been calling itself a state only 70 years, when first one brother and then the next stuffed quilt packing into his hat, snatched up his shoes, and crept away from the lively spite the house felt for them. Baby Suggs didn't even raise her head. From her sickbed, she heard them go. But that wasn't the reason she lay still. It was a wonder to her that her grandsons had taken so long to realize that every house wasn't like the one on Bluestone Road. Suspended between the nastiness of life and the meanness of the dead, she couldn't get interested in leaving life or living it, let alone the fright of two creeping off boys. Her past had been like her present, intolerable. And since she knew death was anything but forgetfulness, she used the little energy left her for pondering color. Bring a little lavender in, if you got any. Pink, if you don't. And Setha would oblige her with anything from fabric to her own tongue. Winter in Ohio was especially rough, if you had an appetite for color. Sky provided the only drama, and counting on a Cincinnati horizon, for life's principal joy was reckless indeed. So Setha and the girl Denver did what they could and what the house permitted for her. Together they waged a perfunctory battle against the outrageous behavior of that place, against turned over slop jars, smacks on the behind, and gusts of sour air. For they understood the source of the outrage as well as they knew the source of light.